Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for December 27th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous edition of JLN, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today is the 97th birthday of Lee B. Stern, who is the longest tenured member of the Chicago Board of Trade. Lee is a Chicago legend and an FIA Hall of Fame member who once owned the champion Chicago Sting soccer team and has been a longtime part owner of the Chicago White Sox since 1975 and the days of Bill Veeck. He is the patriarch of a Chicago Board of Trade trading family. Lee was one of the first traders profiled in the John Lothian Profile series that preceded the Open Outcry Traders History Project. You can see his interview below. The FIA has a short interview of Lee as well. There's a link in today's newsletter where he talks about his experiences on the trading floor and his career. If you'd like to send Lee a birthday greeting, you can do so by sending an email to leebsternbirthdaygreetings@johnlothian.com. I know he and his family would appreciate it. Women in Financial Markets, or WIFM, announced on LinkedIn their first conference, Taking the Next Step, the Future of Financial Markets, set for February 29, 2024, at Wilmer Hale's New York offices. The event will feature discussions on key financial market changes driven by technology, evolving structures, and innovative funding sources, alongside talks with successful women in finance. Stay tuned for more details. Harvard Business Review reported, "Research shows that loneliness has the same effect as 15 cigarettes a day in terms of healthcare outcomes and healthcare costs. Also, lonelier workers perform more poorly, quit more often, and feel less satisfied with their jobs." Tony Rehagen has one of the best jobs of 2023. Besides writing for Bloomberg, he had the job of trying 879 different beers to come up with the 11 best beers of the year, chosen by a guy who tasted 879. Last Friday, I closed on the real estate transaction, buying my brothers out of the home in Williams Bay, Wisconsin, that our parents built and my father designed. It was important to keep it in the family, and it fell on me to make sure that happened. Needless to say, my brothers enjoyed a nice Christmas present. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video referenced earlier. Republished from 2014, John Lothian Profiles, Lee Stern. Lee Stern has seen it all in his career, the highs of great markets and the lows of market scandal. After completing his military service in 1947, Stern enrolled in Roosevelt College and then found his way to the Chicago Board of Trade after answering an ad for a runner on the floor. From there, he began what has been a 65-year career as a trader, broker, and member at the CBOT. Stern recalls the thrill of trading his first spread trade and the low point in 1992 when a customer schemed to manipulate the bond market and lost $9 million. The event led to a brief suspension and its eventual exit as a clearing member firm. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Scientific American. Scientists destroy illusion that coin toss flips are 50-50. Researchers go to great lengths to prove a tiny bias in coin flipping. The phrase coin toss is a classic synonym for randomness, but since at least the 18th century, mathematicians have suspected that even fair coins tend to land on one side slightly more often than the other. Proving this tiny bias, however, would require hundreds of thousands of meticulously recorded coin flips, making laboratory tests a logistical nightmare. Franciszek Bartos, currently a PhD candidate studying the research methods of psychology at the University of Amsterdam, became intrigued by this challenge 4 years ago. He couldn't round up enough volunteers to investigate it at first. Nobody was stupid enough to spend a couple of weekends flipping coins, he says. But after he began his PhD studies, he tried again, recruiting 47 volunteers, many of them friends and fellow students, from 6 countries. Multiple weekends of coin flipping later, including one 12-hour marathon session, the team had performed 350,757 tosses, shattering the previous record of 40,000. My comment. Why do I think they had a 50-50 chance of getting this wrong? Here's another story, this one from Sheila Bair, writing on the Financial Times. The headline, "How Regulating Banks Inspired My Children's Books. Financial literacy should start early. The principles will stay with you throughout your life." I am a former financial regulator. I also write children's books. Since I started doing this on the side in 2006, these two endeavors have been surprisingly complementary. I've always advocated for strong legal protections and accountability for financial bad guys, but I'm also convinced we must do more to teach consumers at an early age how to protect themselves. My books are written for young children, with families encouraged to read and learn from them together. The stories are not dissimilar from those in classical fairy tales. Think about the witch offering a starving Hansel and Gretel something to eat, or the wolf pretending to be the loving grandmother of a lonely Red Riding Hood. Financial abuses similarly involve a villain exploiting the vulnerable. So many real-life episodes could be avoided if victims reflected on common childhood advice. My comment. Once upon a time, there was a big, bad bank regulator. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Bloomberg's U.S. LNG cargoes to Asia embark on longer routes to avoid Red Sea. Second was NFTs died a slow, painful death in 2023, as most are now worthless, from New Scientist. Third was the Wall Street Journal's Israeli War Cabinet meets to consider Egyptian proposal to end war in Gaza. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Asian retail traders help drive 24-hour market for U.S. stocks. Nascent trading for night owls benefit from overseas interest. A surge of enthusiasm from Asia is creating a 24-hour retail market for U.S.-listed companies, underscoring New York's position as the world's home for share trading. U.S. brokers and trading platforms say activity in the so-called overnight period between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time has risen sharply this year, driven by demand from smaller investors in Asia and Europe. The shift comes after the benchmark S&P 500 rose by almost a quarter this year and closes in on its all-time high, and the U.S. continues to pull in initial public offerings from companies around the world. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, it was a tough year for almost every bank not named J.P. Morgan. More than a decade after regulators vowed to tame the risks of too-big-to-fail banks, White House officials were on a call. Why, one attendee asked, was JPMorgan Chase & Company allowed to buy First Republic Bank that morning in a government-led auction after a year marred by the biggest U.S. bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis? The nation's largest lender is on a familiar footing, scooping up a weakened rival, reeling in its clients, and minting record profits along the way. And then another story from Bloomberg. The headline, SPAC mania's ugly end yields $46 billion of investor losses. Wall Street's affair with blank check firms, the finance fad that pushed companies onto the stock market during the COVID-19 pandemic, ended this year with a string of big bankruptcies and even bigger losses for shareholders. At least 21 firms that went public by merging with special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs, went bankrupt this year, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Measured from their peak market capitalizations, the insolvencies bookend the loss of more than $46 billion of total equity value. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.